Hello, and welcome to the Logistics Management Podcast Series. My name is Jeff Berman. I'm Group News Editor at Logistics Management Magazine and the Peerless Media Supply Chain Group. Today, our guest is Jonathan Gold. Jonathan is the Vice President at the National Retail Federation in Washington, D.C. for both supply chain and customs policy. Jonathan, welcome to our podcast.
Jeff, thank you very much for having me.
Great. Well, the timing is good to have you, Jonathan, given everything that's going on right now within both the logistics and supply chain worlds, as well as the general economy, too, due largely in part, of course, to the ongoing COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic. The recent report that the monthly report, that is, that the NRF puts out with maritime consultancy Hackett Associates had a ton of great information in its most recent edition that came out, I believe it was on April 7th. And Jonathan, I just want to read quickly a smidge from that report, and then we can sort of dive in and get some takes from you. But I think the lead in the release publishing or pushing out the report kind of says it all with estimates at major U.S. retail container ports dropping to their lowest level in 5 years in March, and imports are projected to remain significantly below normal levels through early summer as the coronavirus pandemic continues. It's really kind of says it all in certain respects. And I know that in your comments in the report, you talk a lot about what's going on in regards to United States bound imports as it relates to what's happening in China with factories starting to get back online. So let me pass the mic over to you, Jonathan, and you can sort of give me sort of your lay of the land as you see things on that front, coupled with the data and insight from the Port Tracker report.
Sure. Again, thanks, Jeff, for having me today. I mean, I think, you know, everybody fully understands what's happening as a result of the coronavirus and the significant impact it's having on supply chains. Obviously, as this started in China and, you know, factories had shut down initially, as things are ramping up back up again now, the focus, though, is for a lot of U.S. most U.S. retailers that have basically had to shut down because of the stay-at-home orders. You know, you've got some essential retailers that are still open, but a lot are not because of the stay-at-home orders. So the impact that has on the supply chain and whether or not companies are continuing to import or pulling product forwards from the port to the distribution centers to the consumer is kind of what that focus is now. You know, while you're seeing factories get back up and running in China, you're seeing other effects in other parts of the world that are also being hit by the coronavirus and impacts on their factories. And then, so this is kind of where the focus is now, is everybody's looking at their kind of global supply chains and trying to make those decisions going forwards.
Yeah, I mean, it's far from normal or regular in any respect, to say the least. When you talk to your membership, some of the biggest retail shippers in the world, no question about it. What are they telling you of when you talk about sort of their concerns, I guess, both on a short term and perhaps on a long term basis, too, just given the lack of visibility? Obviously, demand is a big part of retail, of the retail environment, and demand is clearly down, as we saw in the March retail sales data from the United States Department of Commerce a few weeks back. How is that sort of being communicated? What are some of the chief concerns, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now the biggest concern is, you know, when companies are going to be able to open up their stores again. And I think the biggest concern is that we're going to see some kind of patchwork system put in place, not just at the state level, but at the local level, that puts different requirements on retailers and other businesses as far as how they're going to operate in the future. You know, we just recently launched our Operation Open Door program, which is trying to take a look at how do we build the right way for retailers to open their stores and get moving once again. There are a couple of kind of key areas that we're focusing in on: logistics, social distancing and safety issues, how to handle returning employees and some of the legal issues there, and then liability, again, around employees, but also customers. So, you know, the big question is going to be, you know, are you ready to open your store? And if you are, will the customers return? So I think that's really kind of where companies are focusing in on now is how do you reopen your store in a way that provides that certainty and protection for not just your employees, but for the consumers so they can feel safe coming to your stores again.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a really neat initiative. Now, I'm wondering, and as we see a state-by-state reopening of the economy, of course, the timing is a bit uncertain at this point. If I'm a logistics practitioner at a major retailer, what do you think some of the things they're paying closer than usual attention to? Is it things along the lines of inventory management, inventory positioning, asset management? What are some of the key top of mind points, if you will?
Sure. I mean, I think first and foremost, it's the protection of your workforce and your employees. So especially those that are working in your distribution centers, you know, ensuring that they are taken care of to begin with. Then also, you know, what are any potential new requirements for any vendors that are coming to your facilities, whether it's, you know, delivering cargo or taking your product to the store. So that's kind of first and foremost. But I think that inventory management really is that key piece of this. You know, obviously you have a lot of retailers that have been closed for, you know, well over a month now. So for those retailers that weren't deemed essential, when they do reopen, how quickly are they able to get into the stores, reposition merchandise that's needed? Because we've essentially lost the selling season for being closed for this amount of time. Even if retailers did have online operations, you know, we know that there have been some challenges there, even though those sales have increased, that's still not enough to make up for that in-store purchase, which is so instrumental for retailers. So I think those are the two kind of big issues that folks really are looking at. It's that inventory, make sure you've got the right products on the store shelves when the consumer returns, and then the protection of your workforce. How are you ensuring that they feel safe and secure when they come back to work?
Absolutely. And taking, you had just mentioned losing a selling season, which definitely speaks directly to retailers in myriad ways. Taking that a step further, and obviously it might be a bit of a difficult question to answer given the uncertain nature of things, but I'll throw it out there anyhow. If we were to go with some sort of assumption or premise that most of the economy is reopened, Jonathan, let's say by late June, early July, that really, in my opinion or my estimation, would really put an increased onus on peak season, perhaps more so than it has in the past. And I know peak season trends tend to fluctuate, but there would be perhaps a fair amount of pent-up demand at that point, especially with an eye on the back half of the year and the holiday season. What's sort of the layout or the landscape there, do you think, in terms of what may or may not happen should things reopen as it relates to peak season?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as you noted, it's really unclear right now what's going to happen. I mean, you've had a number of retailers that have been putting holds and cancellations on orders going forwards. I think until retailers can figure out what their position is going to be once we get through this, there might be a hold on, those massive purchases. I think right now everybody's trying to figure out what that consumer demand is going to be going forwards. Obviously, when you've got such high unemployment right now, does that employment return? How quickly does that return? How much discretionary cash are consumers going to have going forwards for a holiday season? It's, yet to be determined. I think retailers are going to be very cautious going forwards and, for a variety of reasons, but unclear kind of what that peak season is going to look like right now. I think, most companies are focusing on kind of how do they get through the next couple of months and determine where they're going to be for the holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if you look at the Poor Tracker report, you guys do a great job with the forecasting, and one really can't help but notice your numbers as far as your estimates. I believe it was before Corona kicked in and now the updated, especially for the first half of 2020. And I have that number in front of me, the first half of 2020, and I'm talking about U.S. bound retail container imports. The first half of 2020, as per the Poor Tracker report, is now projected to come in at 8.39 million TEUs, for our audience, those that may not know, that's 20-foot equivalent unit of one container, and that'd be down 15.1% annually from the same period a year ago. Prior to Corona being out there, if you will, the first half of the year was initially forecast to come in at 10.47 million TEUs, hence the slightly over 15% reduction in the estimate. I know those are just numbers at that point, but how do you view that number? Is that somewhat staggering?
Staggering, but not surprising. I mean, I think, you know, prior to, you know, the coronavirus hitting, you know, the economy was, you know, doing fantastic, was doing really good. You know, strong consumer demand. We had a, you know, really solid holiday season. We were looking, expecting, you know, again, positive sales for this year as well. You know, coronavirus kind of changed everything. And, you know, when you have the economy basically shut down for, you know, what is now, you know, a month plus, that changes things. So, you know, we could see those numbers change even more in the next kind of port tracker as we continue to figure out, you know, what's next. But it's, you know, not surprising with kind of the status of where things are. And I think we are continuing to try and figure out what comes next. We're in kind of unknown, uncharted territory right now. And then how companies are going to plan accordingly based on what they think the consumer is going to do and how the consumer comes out of this.
Right. I guess we'll have to see how it all plays out. Well, listen, Jonathan, I really like to say thank you on behalf of Logistics Management and the Peerless Media Supply Chain Group for participating in our Logistics Management podcast series. It's been great having you, and look forward to having you on perhaps again, perhaps closer to the end of the year when we see how things shake out. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Okay.